Father, we thank you. Thank you because you are always there for us. And your word is working mightily in and through us. For in you we live, move, and we have our being. We believe, we receive, and the people shout. Is that your best shout? Is that your best shout? Say this with me. I am born of God. I'm from above. I am product of God's grace. I'm above limitation. I'm above weakness. I'm above sickness. I'm above death. I'm above shame. I'm above darkness. He has made me light, and I shine brighter and better for all to see. Through my light, many are coming to the knowledge of Christ. Shout amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm reading from that John chapter number 8, verse number 12. Then I will read John chapter 1 and verse number 9. Okay, well, you have your Bible with you. Are you sure? Okay, so turn there. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. Shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. You know, I've been on one word since Wednesday, and I'm still on that same one word. Darkness means condemnation. Darkness means what? Condemnation. Anyone in darkness is condemned. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. So the coming of Jesus is the end of the ruling or reigning of darkness. The introduction of light is the termination of darkness. The entrance of light is the exit of darkness. The judgment of light is the condemnation of darkness. So where light is, darkness is not. And because Jesus, the light of the world, came, because darkness covered everywhere and gross darkness over the people, but the light came. The light came. And because he came as the light, he put end to the rulership and the dominion of darkness. And one of the dominion of darkness that I just want to share with you briefly is condemnation. Condemnation is part of the dominion of darkness. Shout it, I am no longer condemned. I have been judged by the light. And the judgment of light for me is perfect. The light has judged me righteous. I am righteous. The light has judged me blessed. I am blessed. The light has judged me saved. I am saved. The light has judged me healed. I am healed. The light has judged me prosperous. I am prosperous. The light has judged me fruitful. I am a fruitful man. The light has judged me as the head, and I will never be the tail. The light has declared me more than a conqueror. That's who I am. That's what I have. One of the work of the darkness is condemnation. I quickly take you a little back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Watch this. Genesis chapter 1. Verse number 1, please. Wow. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The next verse. The earth was without form and void. Why? Darkness was on the face. Hello? So the presence of the darkness, the rulership of the darkness, made the earth to be voidless, formless, shapeless, odorless. I mean, chaos, tohobohu. Amplified translation of that verse number 2, please. It was a terrible situation. If darkness covers a place, the people have no say so. I told you that even red clothes inside darkness is black. Hello? Because darkness deceives. And by the power of deception, darkness condemned. Watch the Amplified translation. Good God Almighty. The earth was without form and empty what? Waste. Why that empty waste? Darkness covers it. So there is need for light for the earth to be delivered from the power and dominion of darkness, which brings condemnation, which brings deception, which brings limitation, which brings voidlessness. Empty waste. Shout it one more time. My life is beautiful because the light has taken over. Hallelujah. So, but watch verse number 3, good God Almighty. Verse number 3, bring it up for me. It said, darkness covered everywhere. Empty waste, but something happened. The Spirit of the Lord was up above the darkness. You remember that the Spirit of the Lord cannot be covered by darkness. So the Spirit of the Lord supersedes darkness. And if the Spirit of the Lord supersedes darkness, the Word of God supersedes darkness. And if the Word of God supersedes darkness, the children of God supersedes darkness. So right from darkness, God called forth light. And that light shone. And that same light is shining in your heart. So the entrance of that light cut off the condemnation of darkness. Please take me to Genesis chapter 3, where Adam entered into the dark realm via sin. The moment Adam sinned, let me just give you the summary. The moment Adam sinned, condemnation jumped on him. By himself, he declared himself condemned. What was the first thing he did? He cut fig leaves to cover himself. Hello? That is a big condemnation, friends. For how long can a leaf cover your nakedness? Condemnation set in because darkness took over. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. And we have in the house this morning our Father in the Lord once again. What a glorious, glorious moment. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Amen. I feel like wearing something like this. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are welcome, sir. Amen. Take your seat, people of Jesus. Now watch this. The introduction of sin brought man into that condemnation realm because sin works in darkness and darkness walks through sin. The power of darkness manifests in sin, through sin and by sin. So in Genesis chapter number 3, the Bible said that man fell. And the falling of man into sin brought condemnation. Because darkness now is over him. And by the power of that darkness, man is kept in bondage. So Adam condemned himself. Eve condemned herself. even the animals in the garden with them got condemned. But you know what? Right from there, that same Genesis chapter 3, God started speaking light. Because he knew that everything was already condemned. The only thing that could not be condemned was the word. The word of the Father stands forever. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. The entrance of your word gives light and understanding. Through your word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. Order my steps in your word. So God started speaking forth his word, because that is the only weapon that sin and darkness cannot condemn. So he who has the word has the life, has the light. Hallelujah. So God started speaking in chapter 3 verse 15. But let me give you one that I want you to see this morning. Isaiah chapter 9 verse number 2 is one of those prophecies concerning the light. Isaiah chapter 60 is one of them. But just give me Isaiah chapter 9 verse number 2. Good God Almighty, good God Almighty. Ooh, I feel like dancing. Mm-mm-mm. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Hallelujah. Watch the next statement. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light at shine. Listen, darkness and death are brothers and sisters. All of them are the offspring of sin. Death, darkness, they are working together with sin. But the Bible says, those who see the great light, bring it up again, those who walk in darkness, they see great light. So by seeing great light, they stop walking in darkness. Because the greater light came to swallow up darkness in victory. The people who walked, take note, walked. That means they are no longer walking in darkness. They've walked there, but now they have seen the great light. When you see the great light, the power of darkness is broken. When you see the great light, the power of death is broken. When you see the great light, condemnation comes to an end. I speak over your life. You are free indeed. Amen. So in Isaiah 60, prophet Isaiah also came with that same prophecy again. Bring it up from verse number 1. Watch this. In Isaiah 60, he said, arise, shine. Why are you to arise and shine? Your light has come. So the coming of the light is your shining to the world. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So the light gives room for shining. Because right in the light, with the light, is the glory of God. So he who has the light have the glory. Shout it, my life is glorified. Pause a little. So he came with that prophecy. Of course, if you read on down a little, you will see a whole lot of things that was said by prophet Isaiah, referring to the person of Jesus. So when Jesus came in that John chapter number 1, and John announced concerning Jesus, that was the true light, which brings light to everyone coming into the world. So hear this, the first Adam brought darkness to the earth, to the world. The second and the last Adam brought light. So now if you choose to follow the one who brought light, you are in light. And whatsoever light connotes is available for you. So the Jesus that came then with the light as the light and made us light, put end to condemnation in our life. One more scripture that I read before I take my seat is John 3:16. John 3:16. Do you know your John 3:16? All right, let's go there. Darkness means condemnation. Light means justification. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Can you say thank you, Father? Please, people of Jesus, anytime you are reading John 3:16, be grateful to God. Be thankful to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Or we can paraphrase it like this, that he gave the light. Hello? That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Watch verse number 17 now. Verse number 17. So believing Jesus, receiving Jesus, accepting Jesus put end to condemnation because light has come upon those who walked in darkness. Watch verse number 17. Glory to God. For God did not send his son. God did not send the light into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Light means salvation. All right? The next verse, 18. So see where condemnation is for people. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is, shout it with me, is condemned already. So that means people have been condemned even before Jesus came. Darkness was the condemnation. Light is the justification. Sin is the condemnation. Righteousness is the justification. Watch, bring it up. Thank you, Lord. He said, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The next verse, the next verse, the next verse. And this is the condemnation. Can we read it together like a mass choir? That the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. I submit to you today, friends, if you let go the evil deed and receive the light, you are eternally justified. For there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that which it was weak, God did for us in the light. So you are no longer condemned. If you embrace the light, condemnation cease, because right in the light is your justification. You are walking in victory. Dominion is your heritage. As you say yes to the lordship of Jesus, you reign, you rule, and you dominate. Because Jesus cannot be stopped, you can never be stopped in life. Let the believer shout, glory! That's all I got for you. Amen.